Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Seven Seas, the Fisherman's Podcast, where each week we talk to a different fisherman about what it's like being a fisherman, how they get their boat, how they catch their fish, and most importantly, are they a fisherman's friend? Here we have Fisherman Barnes. How are you?
Hello. I love the names you come up with every week. They're so inventive.
Oh, man. I mean, they really are on the Fisherman's Podcast. So you're a bit at an angle. Are you on a boat at the moment?
Yeah, I'm on a boat. Yeah.
And how many years you've been a fisherman?
20 years, man and boy.
Oh, mate. And are you a fisherman's friend?
I am a fisherman's friend because I am a fisherman and I've got friends that are also fishermen.
Oh, well, hold on a minute. Do you remember in South Park when they stopped killing off Kenny because the joke
yes.
had seen its time? I wish I had that kind of foresight, but we're going on each week. And it ain't the Fisherman's Podcast. It is Small Screen Noughties.
Whee!
Oh, ba 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 ba.
Let's go.
Here we are. Here we are. How's your week been, Barnsley?
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah.
Have you done any recordings before or radio? How's your week? But yeah, it's been all right. Yeah.
Chatterbix like my tweet.
See, it's all on the up for you. All on the up. I had a really bad moment this week.
What? Why? Why? Just say it then.
I don't know. I was waiting for some reaction or some banter,
oh.
as they call it.
Oh, did you have a really bad week this week?
Well, I did have a bad week. I went into a vintage store and I bought a Houston Texans jacket. The one you saw and remarked I looked like Marty McFly in. And
yes.
yet again, I was stopped for a conversation on how well they've been doing. And
NFL, American football, I think.
It is indeed. And I just really like the jacket. It looks so, just looked cool. I thought, finally, a jacket that makes me look cool. And yeah, it was just a really awkward 10 minutes where I couldn't get away. And the guy was just happy to see another fan here in England. I'm going to have to stop wearing that coat.
I like it when you've got your uniform on and then you go to a different shop and someone says, do you work here? And they're like, well, no, because obviously my top says something else. It doesn't say the company that we're actually in, does it? So I don't work here, of course I don't.
I like the idea in their mind. They've seen like a multiverse of shops, like someone from the Asda's in a Tesco. Oh, mind blown.
They've basically gone, you look like you're in a uniform. You must work here. Can I have some help, please? Where's the Piccalilli?
I tell you what. Where's the Piccalilli? No one's ever asked where the Piccalilli is.
Yes,
ever.
They have.
When? 1996.
I know a man on TikTok that works in the shop in Tesco's. I'm going to ask him if anyone's asked him where the Piccalilli is.
You've changed. That you don't know a man in the real world who works in a shop. You know a man on TikTok who works in a shop.
Oh, yeah. That did sound really...
I know a man on the internet, and he once ate bread and butter pudding as a child. Look at you in your ivory tower. Bad little man, Barnes. A sad, sad little man.
I got my bike fixed.
I had to get that in. Oh, you got your bike fixed?
Yes.
How was that?
I went up there.
Are the brakes working now?
Yes. But I hate it when you take your item to somewhere and they say, yeah, we'll ring you back when it's ready on Saturday. And you get to 3 o'clock on Saturday and you ring them up and you say, hello, is it fixed? And they go, yeah, mate, yeah, it's finished. It's like, why didn't you ring me up then and tell me it's finished?
There was a lot of concern on you not having any brakes on that bike.
But it was trying to ride to Herne Bay. On the way up, very scary. On the way back, in the dark, it's not as... Everyone says it's really bad in the dark. It's not. It's really quiet, so it's a matter...
Yeah, but I think it's not necessarily the peacefulness of the road. It's more of the dangers of not being able to see anything. It's not for you going, actually, I'm all right. It's more the pedestrian on the road. That's the equivalent of going out for a joyride and saying, do you know what? It's better to go at night.
There's no pedestrians at night. There's no one out when I come back from a gig.
No one at night. And also, with your timings on gigs, you not having brakes on that bike, there must have been more than a few near misses.
One, where there was a car coming up the road and I had to get onto the pavement and there was a man on the pavement. And I thought, oh, I'm going to be able to swerve on and swerve back off again without hitting him. And I didn't. Because I'm a professional stig. That's me.
I would have loved to have seen that. Also, to the music of Some Mothers Do Have Them in the background whilst it's happening. Do, 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 do. Oh, man. It's been quite the week, hasn't it? You know, we started with, like, nothing. And now all this and the Fisherman's Podcast.
I'm seeing the Fisherman's Friends, the band, in April.
Why?
Because I like the film. And they seem like a lovely group of lads.
I bet they sat in the office. Hey, we finally sold a ticket. Us, the Fisherman's Friends. None of them have ever been on a boat.
Yes, they have. They're all on boats. That's where they come from. They come from Port Geyser.
Oh, come on, mate.
Do you know where they come from? They come from where Doc Martin's filmed. And that's what I'm going for.
It all makes sense now, does it? It all makes sense. I think you're going for something you're never going to find. Who's going with you to the Fisherman Friends Bad Live?
People. People are coming with me because everyone loves them.
Who's going with you to Fisherman's Friends? Don't avoid the question. Who's going?
Everyone's coming. Dave, everyone's coming. Little Titch. Everyone's coming.
Is Titchy going to see the Fisherman Friends Live?
He is, yeah. He's my best friend, Little Titch.
Where are you going to see Fisherman's Friends?
At the Leithcliff Hall.
The Leithcliff Hall. So you're travelling as well. Wow, that's...
I'm travelling to the friend.
How much is one of them tickets?
30 quid. Anyway, it's not important. Because
actually, jokes aside, I really like the Fisherman's Friends. I think they're a great band and folk music isn't represented enough.
I wouldn't call them a band.
What would you call them then?
A folk group.
A folk group, which is a...
A band.
Yes. Why would you call him a band?
All right.
Why are you going to say something where you wouldn't even call it a band? I wouldn't call it a band.
When you're sort of having a friend round, then you have, you'd lucky to have like a dinner party, couldn't you? I'm trying to get a link into the program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the friend would have to say to you, how about you come dine with me? So, you've guessed it, listener. We are reviewing Come Dine With Me, not just any episode, the celebrity special, because we looked at Come Dine With Me and realised it's 5 episodes and it takes up a hell of a time to watch 5 old episodes of Come Dine With Me back to back. So, we just went in on this. But luckily, listener, this is pure, solid, 23 karat gold. What did you think?
I hate this. I don't hate this. I just hate what happened. We have to get to what happened. There's a rant brewing on what happened.
So I'm looking forward to this rant. We went in with some amazing celebrities. Jenny Powell, right? Bruce Forsyth.
Why do you find the name Jenny Powell so funny?
I just find it funny that Jenny Powell is in this, right? Bruce Forsyth's ex-wife. Pat Sharp, who... Anthony, that's the one. Pat Shop, who turns out to be quite the problem, I think, and the greatest entertainer of all time, possibly next to Chaplin, Michael Barrymore. He just made it. He just made it for me. He just made this entire episode because I love Barrymore. I think he is the greatest. I don't think anyone has come close to it since.
Are you sure he's not mentally ill?
What, Michael? Yeah, of course he is. That's why he's so good. Like, no one sane is good at this nonsense, are they? Have you met those sane comedians, Chris?
Yeah, they're really good. I love them. And I hope they always book me.
There we go. See, he's turned. He turns more than a clock, this boy. So, let's start at the beginning.
Does the commentary man have to be so mean?
The commentary man is... I have this feeling that he just does it in everyday life now. And thank God this show exists. He really goes hard on them, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I feel like because he did it and it became popular, then a lot of commentaries for shows became like this.
The thing is, this only works because of the style and the way he does it. In other voices, it would come across as really mean.
Well, last week, Dave Vitti was basically trying to do this.
Yeah, but Dave Vitti's voice is a nice voice. Do you know what I mean? And everything Dave Vitti says comes across.
You're backtracking now. You said he wasn't very funny last week.
No, I said it was a joke that Comedy Day weren't funny. I think like Chris Moore's show was one of the reasons I got into comedy. I used to record it when it was in the afternoon onto cassettes.
So did I.
Yeah, well, we could have swapped them cassettes.
When he had John Coulshaw ring up the Star Trek convention as Tom Baker and said, well, you can fuck off. But they bleeped it. The stuff they used to get on away with, I think it was Fishy Fannies used to be an advert that they did on there, and they kept playing it for years and years, and then you heard them say, oh, we played that. We shouldn't have played that. We can't play that anymore.
Everybody loves fish, but nothing tastes quite like Fannies. Fish cakes, fish pie, even fish fingers. At Aunt Fanny's Fish Shop, we specialize in the lot. Here in Beaver Creek, Mississippi, we've been processing good old American fish products in Aunt Fanny's Fish Filleting Factory for over 40 years. So when you think fish, think Fanny's, because you can't beat the great American taste of Fanny's fish.
And also, this brings me to a story about Pat Sharp. On a recent Chris Moyle show, sending Chris Moyle's a song called My Girl's Pussy. And have we got a clip of it?
Yeah, we probably have.
I stroke it every chance I get. It's my girl's pussy. Seldom plays and never purrs, and I love the thoughts it stirs. But I don't mind because it's hers, my girl's pussy. Often it goes out at night, returns at break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always nice and warm. It's never dirty, always clean, in giving thrills, never mean. But it's the best I've ever seen, is my girl's pussy.
That's an old jazz song called My Girl's Pussy, which is harmless because it's about a cat and it's made in 1930. And he comes across quite predatorish in this, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And he doesn't drink until the middle, which I don't understand. They both turn up and they both say Pat and Michael say we both don't drink. And then he's drinking by episode 2, I think.
Yeah, but wouldn't you at some of those come dine with me parties go in with like, I'll just have a Coke and a lemonade. And halfway through Jenny Powell's party, be like, do you know what? Now's the time. I'll have a triple.
Stop having a go at Jenny Powell.
I'm not having a go at Jenny Powell. I'm just pointing out what happened in a fun, upbeat, observational way.
Oh, okay. No. No, you can't have that Pat Sharp was being lecherous in this episode.
I can indeed.
Yeah, but in the first house, in Pat's house, Michael Barrymore licks fingers. He licks cream off of Jenny Powell's finger.
He licks and cream? Yeah, but yes. That's Michael Barrymore.
Oh, well, that's fine then, is it?
I know. It is. It's weird, though, isn't it? Because I didn't say he was lecherous. I said problematic.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a bit, oh, this is a bit odd.
He's trying to lick her foot as well. He's like, oh, give me your foot.
Yeah.
And then they're all nice to each other, and then they slag everyone off in the cab on the way home. Is that the same cab? Is that, have they driven up, picking up Michael, and then they film him, and then they let him get out, and then they go back and they go and get Pat in the same cab? I bet it's the same cab.
Do you think the show was that low budget?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Well, they had Pat Sharp on it for a start.
Oh, you're having a pop at Pat? You're having a pop at Pat?
Having a pop at Pat. I think he's a very nice broadcaster. And what he said on the radio probably was taken out of context, even though probably it was being recorded and it was fully in context. And I'm just digging a hole.
It's all right. It's all right. It's just a weird kind of thing. Like, the thing is, even looking at stuff back 10, 15 years ago, we have come so far the other way now. And if we've learned anything from this podcast, lad culture was at its peak, not in the 90s, in the early noughties. And everything I think we've watched on here, not everything, but most shows we watched on here have been a lot more problematic than half the stuff we've seen in the 90s.
You say this every week now.
And I say it every week. It's a thing of going like, we were meant to be better at this point.
Oh, I suppose
so. If it's given a name, would that be... Oh, no, it's naff, isn't it?
Yeah, or what's bisexual?
What is it? Who cares, really? I don't.
Yeah.
Every hole's a girl.
Thanks for that, Pat.
Yeah.
Pat, that is so 80s DJ. I can't believe you've let yourself down.
And he did it mulletless.
Pat's hair is mentioned.
Pat's hair. Not got it anymore, is he? I know how Pat feels.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Michael Barrymore's metal woman is going to have a going-in party, which did make me laugh.
He's going to have a what, did you say?
He's going to have a going-in party. Instead of a coming-out party, he's going to have a going-back-in party.
It's a going-in party. Oh, that's genius.
Did you even write down what food they were eating?
I wrote down a list of what they started with.
Oh, what did they start with?
And I've got a carrot. Well, I've got, like, the first one, I believe, was Pat, and he made chocolate-based strawberries, which, if anybody knows, is when you just tip chocolate on strawberries. And then people go, oh, how have you made these? It's like the equivalent of making a Rice Krispie cake.
And he had Greek lamb.
Oh, lamb's a tough old meat, though, isn't it? And especially in Pat's case. You need to nail it. You really need to nail a lamb. You can't just go in with lamb straight away.
That is not the point. It's the fact that Michael Barrymore said, oh, it's Greek lamb, and he threw his plate on the floor.
There isn't any lamb meat.
That was a lamb. This is the Greek part. That's the Greek bit.
Okay, that's smashed the plates, that's good.
That's all right. But that's Greek, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Well.
No, look, it's fine. I'm just glad you're having a smashing time.
Not with jokes like that, they're not.
Speechless.
Why, Jim? It's tradition, because it's really good luck.
You owe me a new dress. That is really
naughty. Sit your feet up. This will all be up soon. It's not a problem.
I nearly jumped out of my skin.
Yeah, but right, once again, it's Michael Barrymore. Let him throw a plate on the floor. That man dominated Saturday night TV and was good, and not in the Jim Davidson way.
Yeah, but, and then he said afterwards, oh, it just fell out my hand. It didn't. We saw you throw it on the floor.
It was an accident, and I don't think Anthony realised that it was an accident.
Did that annoy you, that the idea of Michael Barrymore might throw a plate on the floor?
No. What annoyed me was that everyone else didn't seem to be that pissed off about it. Pat Sharp was like, oh, it's fine. It was just part of my crockery set. There's now got one missing. But no, it's fine. It's fine, Michael. You keep doing your comedy. Go on.
Yeah, but you seem to forget as well. You could have replaced that plate or bought him a new one.
Yeah, he could have replaced Michael Barrymore with Freddie Starr.
I don't think that's a good replacement. I think if you put Barrymore and then Freddie Starr turned up, I'd be very disappointed.
When Pat does his meet right. So Jenny Powell was on the innuendo bandwagon as well.
Pat Sharp, when he gets his meet right, he gets it right. And he really did.
Oh, yeah. Pow, pow, pow.
Get her cancelled.
No.
And what was it? Michael Barrymore asked Anthea if Bruce Forsyth had a little willy.
Ah, I enjoyed this. A lovely willy, weren't it?
A lovely willy.
Are you on good terms with Bruce, then?
We're very friendly.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's good.
He is the father of two of my three girls, and he's a lovely bloke. And his wife is a very, very lovely person.
Mm. Wilhelmina, lovely Willie.
She is honestly lovely. Mm.
First time I met Wilhelmina with Bruce. Bruce went, all right, Michael. I said, fine, Bruce. He said, have you met my lovely Willie? and I thought, well, no, not really. But has he?
I'm open to offers.
Has he?
What?
Lovely
Willie. Yes.
Has he?
Oh, sorry.
Now, that's what I call a Brucey bonus.
Winnie is lovely.
I thought it was a really odd booking of, like, the game show people to book Bruce Forsyth's wife. I reckon someone pulled out.
Well, she's on the Generation Game.
Yeah, but...
Who do you expect? Rosemary Ford?
I expected, like, a proper, like, titan of the game show. Bob Monkhouse. Imagine if Monkhouse would have turned up. Like, that would have been the ultimate. That would have been, like, ruined the universe. I would have... A Monkhouse.
I found out that Rosemary Ford is married to Robert Llewellyn... Robert Lindsay.
Robert Lindsay, yeah? Handsome
from my
man.
Family.
And Citizen Kane.
Not from my family, from sitcom
family.
My family.
Yeah, what a sitcom that was for a season. Oh, man, I need to stop being so negative, sorry. It was nice to see Bruce Forsyth's wife in this and then remembering the Generation Game. That was my dream as a child to host the Generation Game, and still is.
Didn't you host your own Come Dine With Me as well?
I did, when I was an entertainment manager, in a way to get the team to bond, because everyone was falling out. I thought the best way to do it was to host a series of Come Dine With Me evenings.
And how did it go?
The first one, the meal was turkey dinosaurs, followed by a nice glass of Ribena.
Was that your house?
No, that was one of the entertainers. I've got the video. I will, I'll post it. I'll let you have it so people can watch it back and think, wow. That was clearly a bit of fun that people had.
So did it help the bonding experience?
No, in fact, if anything, there was a massive fallout during one of the evenings due to too much alcohol and two members of team left.
Well, in day two, Pat Sharp gets pissed and apparently he was just spent all night looking at Jenny Powell's boobs.
Oh, Pat. Pat.
It's this...
Pat.
What a tinker. All he's been doing for the whole evening is just stared at my boobs.
Are we just sticking the knife into Pat?
I don't mean to stick the knife into Pat Sharp, host of Funhouse and many, many more. But it was it did make me feel a bit icky. And I understand me saying the word icky has then made people feel icky. What? Why have you got so many puzzles behind you?
I'm in a different room.
Oh, I see. Like for the listener, Chris has like a load of 1,000-piece puzzles behind him.
I thought I'd go in this room because it's more away from everywhere else. But I've just realised It's probably a bad idea. I'll move back.
It's all right. Sorry, I was completely lost in what was going on. I was magnetised by the puzzles. So, yeah, it was just a weird, like, man being drunk, looking at boobs. But then again, he was filmed and put on telly for it. And the voiceover man making many a comment about this.
First at the London house that Northern-based Jenny's borrowed for the night is the master of foot in mouth, Pat.
I know that knock anywhere.
I know those knockers anywhere.
Imagine living with him.
Should we move on to Michael's coat?
Yes, let's move on to Michael's coat. It's a lovely coat, weren't it?
Yeah, I know. But she didn't even realise he'd nicked it. What happened was he nicked Anthea's coat from her house and then took it to the next house and gave it to Jenny. And Jenny's wandering around with the coat on. And then Anthea just seems to just go over there and go, oh, look, there's a label on it. I'll rip the label off. And then when the label's all off, goes, oh, it's my coat. I thought, well, obviously you had an inkling it was your coat. You wouldn't rip a label off another person's coat, would you?
This is a bit more worse.
I've seen that somewhere before.
It didn't.
No, well, she can't wear it now, can she?
Should we just talk to each other?
Oh, my goodness.
We have a
guest. Wow, I hope you're not wearing that dress anymore.
I love that coat. You didn't bring her that for her present tonight. Yeah. You only brought me flowers last night.
Yeah, no, I did. It was because it was one of Cheryl's. You're not getting up, bloke.
Michael, get off me! Michael! Oh, look, it's got Jenny on it. Oh, it's got Love Michael. Oh, man.
See, look, it's got Jenny there. There. Jenny.
Love Michael. Yeah. Don't get jealous. It is, he's put Jenny. Like, you completely
just come here a minute. Jenny, I'm being serious.
You're not
a moment.
Having it.
I don't want it. I just
you
want to.
You
I just
can't have it.
Seriously,
don't
I just.
Don't miss it. Oh, no. Oh, she's saying what the make is.
It's my bloody coat.
what?
It's related to Wikipedia.
Absolute. You. SH1T.
You've been in my,
right,
my cupboard and taken my coat.
Not yours.
She was wearing my coat that he had taken from my house when he was a guest in it the night before.
I thought, oh, the minute she walks in, Anthony's going to say, that's my coat, and she didn't. She went, oh, that's beautiful. Of course it is. It's hers.
I feel awful. I feel a bit cheated, really.
Yeah, but she's got a good memory because she's used to seeing a lot of things going past her. So I don't know how she didn't remember it was her coat. But what a great prank. Wouldn't you love to pull something like that off? I might do it. I might do it this week. I might give someone a piece of clothing that isn't mine. I don't know.
You just hand back a bit of clothing. I handed back your pen from a gig the other week.
You did hand back my pen. Have you still got that pen?
No, I gave it back to you.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm terrible with pens. Terrible. And it's always, I'll tell you this as well. Sorry, I'm taking a swerve. It's always when you've got a really good pen, like when you think this writes well. Because I have terrible handwriting due to dyspraxia, there's no need to sponsor me, I've dealt with it. But like, when you get a nice writer, it always seems to go missing, mainly in gigs, because for some reason, no comedian in the world ever like is able to hold on to a pen.
I've got a Sharpie that I always keep on me.
Yeah, but could you could you write your notes in Sharpie?
Yeah, but in my act, I used to give the audience member a pen and say, can you write this on the card? And sometimes you wouldn't get the pen back.
Yeah, but it's hard to write on the back of your hand in Sharpie. You can only write 4 bits down.
4 bits?
How big's your hand?
You can write more. I've got little hands. You could write more than four bits on your hand.
That hand is fucking massive.
It's not. It's a little hand.
That's a big hand.
I've got little hands.
Oh. I saw some guy once use his fingers on the other side where he had like 5 jokes. So he started on the thumb. And I thought, that's clever. But then again, you've kind of got to like look at your hand at some point, like you've just taken a hallucinogenic and are understanding it's there. Yeah, pens. If any pen manufacturer wants to sponsor us, feel free.
Oh, I'm not paying Penny Crown again.
Well, you don't have to. Parker Pen.
I do, because you mentioned pens.
No, you don't have to play Penny Crown every time I mention pens. Oh, there it is again.
Thank you.
So Anthea's dinner isn't going very fast, so Michael goes in there and tries to speed it up and turn the racks over, and she's like, someone's been in here, turned my racks over.
Oh,
I didn't mean it like that. See, you can't help it, can you, with food? You can't help. That's why Nigella Lawson was always being ridiculed for her innuendos. It wasn't that at all. She's trying to talk about food.
I think Nigella Lawson helped herself with those innuendos quite a bit.
So she then that with Jenny Powell hasn't got her own house. She's renting a house.
Yeah.
And her first meal is pea soup.
What's your opinion on the pea soup?
It's all right.
If we were to go to like a dinner party, I don't know how this scenario would ever happen, and someone gave you pea soup, how would you feel about it?
I'd be quite happy with it.
It needs a lot of spice, of pea soup, doesn't it?
Mm.
Not a big fan of the flavour of peas.
You know, this isn't this podcast, don't you? This is Small Screen Nineties. This isn't your food one yet.
It's not my food one yet. And it was going, is...
Who's on the first episode?
Jude Law.
No, it's not Jude Law. No.
It's not Jude Law. It's Michael Barrymore.
Oh, if it was.
Oh, mate. I would...
if it was Pat Sharp, you'd be like, oh, that's a good booking.
I can safely say it's never going to be Pat Sharp.
Oh, come on. The fun house.
Yeah?
Yeah, anyway.
I've stood next to him whilst he's DJed before.
So?
Yes.
Yeah, pea soup. He walks in and she says, oh, that's my knocker. And he goes, oh, lovely pair of knockers. I don't know how he heard that from the other side of the door. I don't know how that works.
It's like they know. It's like the carry-on guys know. What you got? What you got on your notes? That's my knocker.
I think Michael wishes he was Bruce Forsyth because he mentions him a lot and does the impression.
I think he doesn't need to be Bruce Forsyth. Sorry, I thought you were about to say something. My connection is rather slow on the internet and in life. But anyone who grew up watching Bruce Forsyth would want to be him. Would you? Would you want to be Bruce Forsyth?
I wouldn't want to be Bruce Forsyth.
You wouldn't?
He had a stellar career that lasted 60 years or whatever it was.
And he hosted the Generation Game.
Yeah.
And it was at its prime before someone else took over.
We could do that show because it was in the 2000s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When Jim took over.
Yeah, I'm up for this. There's only one way to be cancelled. I think we found it.
So... Jenny Powell gives him gifts.
Yeah.
He gives Michael Barrymore toothpaste because he's all white.
Yeah,
and then Michael sprays it everywhere. And then the best bit was him going to... Anthea had got a cuddly toy from the Generation Game. And Michael started taunting Anthea with it. And he said, I'll be Rod Hull and you be Parkinson. And she stormed off going, I will not be Parkinson.
I'll be Rod Hull, and that is it.
I will not be Parkinson.
Interview me. You're Parkinson.
No, I'm not.
You'll be Parkinson.
I'm not.
Yes.
I'm not.
No, he's all right.
I swear to God.
Yes,
I'm walking
right.
out.
What?
I really mean it this time. I am not Parkinson.
It's been a very Generation Game heavy week for me because me and a friend of the show, Steve Bradshaw Balding, are currently making a conveyor belt to make our own Generation Game.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Let me just say something big is coming soon.
Is it a bill for the conveyor belt? Is that what it is?
We couldn't afford a conveyor belt, basically. We were trying to like revamp something and we're going to bring back great British game shows.
Now, the final night...
With Michael on best behaviour, his guests are enjoying a more civilised night.
Do you know what? Finally, I think we've grown up.
No, I'm not having this. For a start, he's got a chef.
Yeah.
And then he starts behaving properly and he wins everything and everyone goes, oh, he's being really nice tonight. Of course he's being nice because he's going to win, isn't he?
Because he's Michael Barry, you don't get.
No, he's been a shit the whole four nights. And then he gets to the last one and he's like, oh, hang on a minute, I'm going to be nice now. Oh, why is that for? Oh, it's a big surprise because he's going to win. It's for charity.
Yeah, you say this, it's for charity.
No, I'm not having this. No.
It's for charity. And that man's a clever man. You don't get to that level of fame, which he was.
I'm not having to go at him. I'm having to go at them for not even working out what he's doing. Because then Anthea goes, oh, I can't believe I'm going to cry because I love you all so much. The manipulated git, he's done it. He's manipulated them. And now he's going to win.
Just not the Michael that...
Yes, because I'm focusing on the food.
You've just changed and grown up.
Tonight, it was a different person.
I was sitting and having dinner with.
I expected a lot more madness and mayhem, and there was hardly really any of that.
It was actually the evening that I wanted to have. It was very grown up. We actually got to see the real Michael Barrymore.
It's nice to realise you don't have to be funny and get laughs all the time.
Oh. But he's Michael Barrymore, do you know what?
No, that is not an excuse.
It is an excuse. No. I love how angry you got at that. You see him as a manipulating git.
Well, if they'd noticed what was going on, it wouldn't have been so bad. But because
they knew what was going on. They work in telly. And in the 80s and 90s, when everyone was manipulated.
They were having a really nice time. Of course you are, because he's done it on purpose.
Because he wanted them to have a nice time.
Oh.
That's what they wanted. They wanted a nice party at Michael Barrymore's house, and that's what they got.
The dog started humping Jenny Powell's arm.
I enjoyed that. The little dog as well. It was almost like a bracelet, the size of the dog. It's quite a small dog, isn't it?
It's a little tiny dog. He's got some power in him.
He had got some power in him. Power for the pout. When I saw that, I thought, dog humping. And they kept that in.
Yeah.
That dog would be cancelled now.
All right. Here's a question. Would you have Michael Barrymore at your house for a dinner party? Yeah. No, you wouldn't. No.
I would. I'd have him round in a second. If Michael Barrymore knocked on the door now, I'd be like, Michael, come on in.
Oh, well, just get ready for a little surprise because I've been to his agent and he's going to knock on your door now. Here he comes.
Hello. No, that's not Michael Barrymore.
No, it's Santa. Hello, Santa, you're early.
Yeah, yes, I'm not even attempting that voice until December. There might not be any Santa this year.
What? Why not?
Not from me. I think the time's come to move away from him.
But you're getting to the age where you don't have to dye your beard anymore. You can just go along with your grey beard on.
Yeah, the wig will fit better now.
Your face, when you were doing the Dover Christmas lights and they said, oh, Santa was here earlier, and your face, and I was like, you were Santa, weren't you?
Oh, was it a... I don't think I was, actually. Was I?
Oh, because she said it and your face was like, oh, and I was like, Adam is definitely Santa.
Did you enjoy the Dover Christmas lights switch on?
I did. I didn't even recognise the man from Banzai until the end. Oh, yeah, of course it is. He's the Emperor of China.
It's quite the eclectic mix of celebrities, isn't it, on that stage? The mayor of Dover, the guy from Banzai, Mr. Maker, Samantha Womack, and a guy from an advert that isn't, I can't even remember what the advert was.
No, he went, oh, do you remember me? Du-du-du-du-du. I thought, no, I don't remember you.
I'm trying to remember you. Still great memories.
So, what do you want to give Come Dine With Me?
Oh, I want to give Come Dine With Me. 1462.
Do you know what? I haven't got a pen. I've become the comedian stereotype. I haven't got a pen in this room.
Absolute arsehole.
1462.
Yeah.
Well, I think, yes, I don't mind the show, but what happened? I'm not blaming Barrymore.
It wasn't
his fault. It wasn't. They were just being very stupid and not realising what was going on.
I think as well, if you're inviting Michael Barrymore, just watch any of his live shows. Like, there's one live show where he basically throws out the entirety of the front row one by one and just picks up an old man and throws him out the fire exit. But you, I told you not to come and threw him out. What do you think he's going to do in your house?
He'll probably destroy it. So let's
lock
it
in.
I love my meat, and boy, that's the best bit of meat I've ever had.
Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
You really need to nail a lamp.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinis. I'm Kayla Itzinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.